Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, and we are discussing last night's Perry City Council meeting. So, Sven, thank you once again for joining me.
Thank you again for having me, Joe.
So the first thing I want to ask you about is actually two topics in one. That's discussing the airport projects, starting with the hangar and then moving into the runway projects. So what's the latest on both of these?
Sure. So with the hangar, the footings and foundation are poured. The floor in the new hangar is poured. And next, they will be putting up the steel frame of the building, as well as pouring the taxiway and apron in front of the new hangar. So a lot going on and things starting to look like real buildings out there. So definitely get out there if you get a chance and take a good look at that, because it'll be fun to watch that go up over the next couple of months. The other thing with the runway is we are working through land acquisition processes. And last night we did approve the grant agreement with the FAA for the reimbursement for land acquisition for what we've done so far. So lots of gears turning out at the airport. And as always, Walter Aviation, Jonathan and Gretchen and their crew out there always have things going on. So if you want to go out and watch planes take off and land and scoot around, it's a great place to go have a picnic and just hang out.
Absolutely. Now, moving right along here, you also approved a professional services agreement with Ethos Design Group for the McCreary Center. So what can you tell me about this arrangement?
Yep. So Ethos Design Group is the company that came in and did our facility study and kind of master planning for the McCreary Center, taking a look at the mechanicals behind the scenes. So the boilers, chillers, water heaters, and everything else back there that kind of gives us fits sometimes, as well as the physical appearance of the building. So they came in, did that study. We approved that back in May, I believe. And last night we did approve a professional services agreement so they could come in and start on phase one of that project, which is basically replacing the entire mechanical room. It's all original, fun fact. So after 35 plus years, it's finally time to replace some of that equipment in there that really makes the big difference when you walk in on a day like the week we had back in July where it was 100 degrees outside. That chiller definitely struggles to keep up after 35 years. So from here on out, we should be feeling nicer temperatures within the rec center, more stable conditions, and a lot less breakdowns of the stuff for our folks to work on. So some great things coming out at the rec center. I think John Anderson and Becky Holling are going to come out and talk more about that project and what the future holds for the McCreary Center.
They sure will. And just real quick, give me a timeline on when these projects for phase one can be completed.
Yeah, so the most important thing that we're working on right now is getting the boilers replaced for fall startup. So that's kind of the top priority right now. After that, once we have the boilers switched over, then we can go in and switch out the chiller, the water heater, some of that stuff. But the boilers getting started for fall startup and keeping the building warm through the winter is that top priority for the architects and engineers for us. After that, we'll start moving into some of the interior renovations and also remodeling the theater into a fitness center. So lots of exciting things going on and a great opportunity for the community to reinvest into the community center.
Absolutely. Now moving on to some more topics. Several of the items on the agenda were related to setting public hearings. Those were all related to the Progressive Foundry expansion. So can you tell me about these public hearings and encouraging people to get out for them?
Sure. So kind of a series of public hearings, a couple for rezoning some different properties, and then one for the vacation of streets. And the street vacations is kind of twofold, partly cleaning up everything that has been done historically. When the surveyors were out there, they didn't necessarily find all of the documentation for everything that's been done over the last 100 years there. So they are going in there and cleaning up everything to make what is existing clean and official, as well as vacating 2nd Street and closing 2nd Street so that the foundry can expand across the street and into the next block. So that's next council meeting, August 19th. 6 p.m. at the City Hall.
All right. So we encourage people to show up for that and voice their opinions if they have some, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, a couple more things to talk about, starting with the shell building at the industrial complex, which you found a tenant for. Some items to make all that official, correct?
Yep. So as part of the company buying that building, getting their state incentives, the city does have a match factor to that. So we are going to be working kind of passing the money through Perry Economic Development so that that company can get their funds up front. So Perry Economic Development will take out a loan. Our development agreement will be with Perry Economic Development, and then they will pass those funds on to TC&B Corporation for their match and community support of the project.
Okay, and that will be approved officially at another public hearing that's next month, correct?
Correct. Tuesday, September 3rd, and that is on a Tuesday because of Labor Day on Monday.
All right, good to know. One last thing to ask you about. You have some openings on the Planning and Zoning Commission, so encourage people to join up with this board here.
Sure. So we do have one and going to have two openings on the Planning and Zoning Commission. Take care of a lot of different things, and that commission is very instrumental in encouraging growth within the community. So it's a very important commission that we have within the city. And for gender equity on that board right now, we are looking for two female individuals to serve on that commission. So we do have to actively pursue gender equity and gender balance on that commission for a few months. If we can't find anybody, then it'll be opened up to both males and females. So if you do have an interest in serving on that commission, just fill out a letter of interest with some of your background and why you would be good to serve on that commission and get it up to City Hall.
All right. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I don't believe I do today.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.